Lecture 7, Paradiso.
Well, we have now completed about two-thirds of our journey. We've been through hell, where Dante had what we would think of as primarily a learning experience. We've been through purgatory, where Dante learned to turn away from selfishness, away from pride, away from those other tendencies and toward God. And at the end of the purgatory, we found Dante in the earthly paradise, sort of the life that humans would have lived had Adam and Eve not sinned. But of course, there, even in the earthly paradise, we don't have the direct vision of God. And although we might look back to the Garden of Eden as a kind of ideal, it's an earthly ideal. And now we need both literally and figuratively to ascend, and so we move from the Garden of Eden to heaven, to the third canticle of the Divine Comedy, the Paradiso.
Since much of the elaborate mechanism of the Paradiso is different from what we've seen before, it might be well to start with what's the same. Like the other two canticles in the Commedia, the Paradiso shows the pilgrim learning by encounters with souls. This time, of course, souls of the saved, but like the others, souls who have died before 1300 and who share with him their experience. And here, a term that we've used before, sort of the moral geography of the afterlife, might even be extended to be called something like a moral cosmology, because, of course, what happens is that Dante encounters these souls as he ascends through the spheres and essentially gives us a picture of the spheres of the Ptolemaic universe as the place of encounter, so that, if you want to use a somewhat anachronistic term, the earthly paradise becomes Dante's launching pad for his journey with Beatrice up to the spheres. And again, what he's doing is looking at the universe as it appears from the vantage point of Earth.
Remember, we began, in a sense, on the surface of the Earth, and then went down all the way to the center of the Earth, came back up, climbed the seven-story mountain. We need to remember that in the way that the Western world viewed the universe, at least before the 16th and 17th centuries, the Earth was the center. And although we're used to being an eccentric piece of the universe today, we need to recognize that we're talking about a geocentric universe. And therefore, Dante, with Beatrice, will go up through this series of spheres, beginning with the Moon and Mercury and Venus and the Sun and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. Then we go to the circle of the fixed stars. Now, all those we're pretty familiar with if we think of this geocentric universe. Then we go to a circle or a sphere that we call the prime mover or the primum mobile, but we can't stop there. We go finally beyond that.
Beyond that is to go, in Dante's universe, beyond space and time entirely. And even though we can't help using images of space and time, they're somewhat inaccurate. In what Dante calls the Empyrean, the place beyond the prime mover, that's where we encounter God directly. And finally, in the final canto, where Dante has a vision of God, if you will, face to face. Now, it's interesting to keep in mind that that vision is reserved for not only the last canto, but as it turns out, the last part of the last canto. So it's kind of interesting to sort of think about 33 cantos of Paradiso, and only at the very end is the vision fulfilled. A question you can ask is, what's the relationship between the first part of the Paradiso and that final enabling vision at the end? One very important clue to that is given in the very first lines of the Paradiso.
Let me read you the first tercet, the first three lines of Canto 1 of the Paradiso, because I think they provide us with a good way into what is in some ways the most difficult or least accessible to modern people of the three parts of the Commedia. Canto 1, lines 1 through 3. The glory of the one who moves all things penetrates all the universe, reflecting in one part more and in another less.
If we were to do a little bit of a gloss on those lines, I think we could say something like this.